Planet Solence, Season 1. Episode 17, Amar Builds His House. Amar looked worried, and also, a bit terrified about what was being discussed. He wanted to know more, but Mahesh insisted that he gets his residence in place before he could go any further over that discussion. Albert assures Mahesh that Amar would soon have his residence built. Mahesh bids them farewell. Albert looks at worried Amar and tries to cheer him.
Hey young lad. Relax. Nothing's gonna happen that immediately. So, just relax.
It's not the complete picture, what Mahesh showed us, isn't it? Albert?
Albert smiles while trying to hide his fears, which Amar notices.
Boss is no mild threat. If he returns, this peaceful world, set up by Lord Vital, will cease to exist. Many of us will be taken as slaves to bow at his followers. Those who deny shall be forced to return back to their dead sleep. It's a spine-chilling thought.
But isn't there anyone who can stop him?
There is, but Mahesh is the one who knows it more than me. Anyways, let's go ahead and build your house. It's been a long time over this matter.
Amar agrees, and they plan to get working. Tina teaches him how to prepare the energy print of his dream residence.
Close your eyes, Amar, and visualize your home, sweet home. Cover every detail as you visualize. Concentrate and imagine that you are within your own home.
Amar's face displays serious expressions while he visualizes his dream home. A beam shoots from his eyes on the table to create a model. A white marvelous building resembling a castle emerges on the table. It has pyramid-like pillars surrounding the veranda. Within it, there appears a huge structure fortified by the pillars. Albert and Tina feel rejoiced looking at the magnificent structure. They admire it.
It's magnificent.
Thanks.
But it's huge. Castles like this can inhabit an entire city population. A huge residence? For lonely soul?
Amar smiles and replies.
It's not for me alone. I am not building this for me, rather, for the entire colony. The way you and Mahesh described the threat, I decided to build this castle as a refuge for the dwellers that will protect them from any foreign attack. The only problem is, I do not know weaponry, so I can only think of the structure, but not about any defense architecture.
That's my son. Your generous consideration for others' safety is well enough to grade you as a warrior. This structure is the base for the defense building. You have done a great justice to the architectural plan through your thoughts. Leave the defense system to us.
That's why we are here. Let's first go to the site and build your residence, a castle. Then we shall determine the placements of the weapons to shoot the projectiles at the attacking forces.
That's a great idea. But can I also call Mahesh at the site so that he can guide us?
That sounds great. Let's first move to the site and build the castle.
Amar picks the model and they all arrive at the site. To their surprise, they find Mahesh already present on the site, greeting them.
Welcome, folks. So, ready to build the castle?
Amar was shocked.
How did you
steal your thoughts?
Well,
we all are connected, Amar. I have been focusing on your activities. I like and appreciate your humbleness. You indeed are a true leader.
It's my honor that you all liked my architecture.
Now, let's begin. You have to first mark the foundation. A foundation is the base energy wall that makes the structure stable. It is strong and provides the shield that covers the exterior of the building.
But how do I build it?
Follow me.
Albert takes him to a corner of the plot.
Amar, this is one corner point, the plot. Now join your palms in the praying position.
Amar joins his palms as if he is praying. Albert generates and throws a bright purple ball onto his joined palms. The ball bursts and enters through the gaps of Amar's joined palms. The gap between his palms increases and reveals a glowing golden cube.
Now Amar, place the cube on this corner.
Amar bends and places the cube gently at the place pointed by Albert. As soon as the cube is placed, a foot-long pillar emerges at the spot and a golden border marks the entire plot.
Well done. You have laid your first foundation. The pillar and the golden border proves that this land has been allotted to you, or else the marks would have turned red and disappeared. Now we need to repeat the procedure at all the remaining three corners.
They move from corner to corner and mark the foundations. Albert then asks Amar to take the model, and they enter the marked plot.
Can you see the green circle at the center, Amar?
Yes, clearly and brightly.
Good. Now gently place the model over that circle. The main gate of the model should not face in the direction of the main entrance of the Dweller civilization. This is to prevent the direct view and entry for the attackers in case they breach the external security of the power pods.
Then, where should the main gate point?
The main gate should point in the direction inwards to the colony so that the fleeing souls can easily enter the castle.
Amar follows Albert's direction and places the model accordingly. As soon as he places the model on the green circle, it enlarges and gets converted into a huge, real, and magnificent castle. It had a huge assembly hall and millions of chambers for residents. From exterior, it looked as a castle, and from interior, it resembled a residential hotel. Albert and Amar admired the castle and moved out to meet Mahesh and Tina, who were waiting outside.
Superb. It really is a wonder of planet Solans. A truly magnificent castle is what you have built. Well done, boys.
Yes, indeed. This is a most beautiful building that I have ever seen in my existence.
So, why not check it out from inside?
We shall love to. But...
But what?
You have to let us in.
Oh, I forgot. How do I grant permission to you? But how could Albert be in the castle?
Since Albert was assisting you in building the castle, he had a temporary entry within.
To grant permission, you have to tag us the permit code.
And how do I do that?
You have to face your palms towards the wall or door and visualize the beams being absorbed into your palms. Then, direct those beams towards those whom you want to permit inside the castle. Those beams would tag us with the permit code, that is, the permitted electromagnetic frequency for resonating with your castles.
Amar follows the instructions and tags Mahesh and Tina. They all enter the castle and explore it.
It's indeed a great creation. This castle proves your generosity and divine intentions.
Thank you, Mahesh. It's an honor. But I want to know, how can I permit entries in bulk, since in time of chaos, I won't have much time and peace of mind for marking each and every soul for entry?
In that case, you have to visualize the image of the Dweller civilization and direct the beam on the ground at the main gate. This will mark a line at the gate. Each time the dwellers cross the line, they shall be led to the assembly hall. However, they cannot cross the boundaries of the assembly hall without your permission. rest everything works, through your visualization. You have to mentally visualize the guests entering the permitted zones to grant them permission.
Amar follows the instructions and marks the permit line at the gate. He chooses and personalizes a chamber inside the castle for his own and leaves the rest for others.
So, I guess that it's time for us to leave.
Leaving so soon? I will be all alone here.
We too shall miss you, son.
Why don't you still stay with us?
There's a lot of work, Amar. You won't be idle at all. Albert and Tina, you move ahead. I have some business to discuss with Amar.
Sure. Take care, Amar. Finally, you have got your own home, sweet home.